This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And with me today is my granddaughter, Hannah Brim. In this book, and we've been reading from my book, the last chapter is fellowshipping with the Father. Effective prayer is increased a thousandfold when the prayer knows the Father. When that prayer has a personal prayer life and communion with the Father, I knew there had to be a chapter on fellowshipping with Him, and I gave the assignment to my 24-year-old granddaughter, Hannah. Why? Because I know she does it. She fellowships with the Father. She knows Him, and she started as a little girl. I also wanted to show that prayer is not just for older folk. Hannah?
Okay. Fellowshipping with the Father by Hannah Brim. There is a difference between fellowship and relationship. Fellowship is when you spend time with someone. You know their voice when they call you on the phone because you've spent time with that person. You've shared interests with that person. Relationship is when you are connected to someone by blood or through a marriage. You have a relationship with someone, but you haven't fellowship with that person. You don't know anything about him or her. Someone may have asked Jesus into his or her heart, but never really fellowshipped with God. That person is related to God through the blood of Jesus, and they will go to heaven, but they haven't really experienced the depth of getting to know God on a personal level. I personally believe God is wanting us to know Him on a personal level, as Father. And one of the ways we get to know His heart is through fellowshipping with Him in prayer. I remember when I was 6 years old, lying on my bed, looking up at the ceiling and telling God about my day. I would talk to God just like I would talk to my best friend. I would tell Him about my school day, what happened in class, what I had for lunch that day, and other times, whatever I could just tell Him off the top of my head. Sometimes I would tell God my cares and ask for His help. One time in particular, in my talks with God, I was telling Him that all the kids would get picked up after school by their mom and dad. My parents divorced when I was about 2. I knew that something was different as I compared myself with other classmates. While I was talking to the Lord, I could sense a warm, sweet presence down inside of me. Then this thought came to me that I could ask God to be my Father. When I told the Lord that I wanted Him to be my Father, I could sense His love encompass my heart, and I knew that everything was going to be okay. As I grew older, I realized it was the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit leading me to let God be my Father in my life. Heartfelt praying. When God does something, I believe He does it with a purpose. Likewise, when we pray, we should pray with a purpose. You can pray with purpose in the Spirit without knowing mentally what you're praying about. Elisha was a man of God, and he is given as an example of praying with purpose. James 5:16-18. The very next verse says, "The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working." James 5:16. We pray with purpose by praying from our heart. Heartfelt prayers are the most powerful prayers because they come from your heart. When you fellowship and spend time with God, you will get to know His heart and begin to pray out His heart. I believe as we spend time in commune with God that His desires and our desires start to become one. Quotations, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." Psalm 37:4. So whatever God's desires are will become our desires because we've spent time with Him and communed with Him through prayer. The Helper. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the character of the Father. When we spend time with Him and commune with Him, we will know Him in an intimate way. "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you." John 14:16-17. Jesus prayed to the Father, so we are to pray to the Father. New covenant prayer is to the Father in the name of the Son. John 16:23-24. Jesus prayed that God would send us the Holy Spirit who would be a help to us. Scripture says that we know him because he lives inside of us. The Holy Spirit is to reveal to us who the Father is. I believe we are to fellowship and acknowledge the Holy Spirit in our lives if we want to pray on a deeper level. I personally like to talk to him throughout my day. I ask him frequently to help me find things, mainly my car keys. One very dark night, as I was getting out of my car, I tripped and dropped my purse. I didn't realize that my keys fell out into a pile of leaves. The next day, my brother asked me if he could drive my car, so I started looking. Where did I put my keys? I looked in my purse. I searched everywhere. Panic tried to set in. I decided to stop searching. I asked the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to reveal to me where I put my keys. I started praying in the Spirit. Suddenly, I saw an image of a pile of leaves. I stopped praying and thought, why am I praying about leaves? It sounded so strange to my mind. A lot of times when we try to figure out what we are praying about, to our minds it seems strange. That's why it's important that we trust the Holy Spirit. I had a leading to go outside and look at the pile of leaves right by my car. I walked outside and saw my keys buried in the pile of leaves. I was so overwhelmed with joy. The Holy Spirit had helped me find them. My faith was encouraged. In my daily life, I have noticed the more I yield to the Holy Spirit, it becomes easier to know when he needs me to pray about something. I begin to get comfortable with his leadings. I know when he needs me to pray. When you do this, you will no longer feel alone because you will be more aware of his presence inside of you. He will become your best friend. You can tell when someone spends time in the presence of God. It almost seems like there is a light on them. In 1 John 1:3 Amplified, it says, "What we have seen and ourselves heard, we are also telling you, so that you too may realize and enjoy fellowship as partners and partakers with us. And this fellowship that we have, which is a distinguishing mark of Christians, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah." When something is marked, there is an impression upon it. A police car is marked. It is different than all the rest of the cars. That's the way it is when we fellowship with God and spend time in his presence. God's presence will mark you. He will make an impression upon you and you will stand out from the world. It's time to know God. When I graduated from high school, I sensed that the Lord was leading me to attend Rhema Bible Training Center. I remember the car ride from Branson, Missouri to Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was driving my little white Prius, named the baby car, that was jam-packed with things from my apartment. I cried the first couple hours of the trip, leaving my family and everything I was familiar with. But even as I was crying, I had such a peace down on the inside of me that kept me stable. I knew it was the great comforter, the Holy Spirit. My roommate asked me to go to Rhema's prayer school with her one afternoon. Having been brought up in a praying family, I loved to pray, so I looked forward to going. As the students began filling the room, there was such expectancy in the air. I listened intently to Rhema's prayer and healing coordinator, Leanne Sosby, also known as Miss Leanne, to the students. Suddenly, she paused mid-sentence and pointed her finger, "Everyone in this section, mine, who wants prayer, come down to the front." My friend and I walked down to the front as fast as we could. As Miss Leanne was praying, she turned and looked over to me and said by the Spirit, "It's time for you to know God for who he is to you personally." I didn't fully comprehend what those words meant, but as times unfolded, the more understanding I have of them. I knew that I was going to have to know God for who he was to me in every area of my life. My grandmother had all these wonderful experiences with God, but now it was time for me to experience him in a more intimate way. God wants all of us, spirit, soul, and body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He wanted me to let him in every area of my life. Preparing the way. I believe that part of the role of the body of Christ is to prepare the way of the Lord. As we yield to the Holy Spirit through prayer, we will make way for His second coming, both His appearing in the rapture and when He physically returns. Just like John was a voice to the first coming, we are to use our voices in prayer to make way for His second coming. Concerning John the Baptist, the Word says, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare His ways." Luke 1:76. "And it is written, 'Behold, I will send you Elisha, the prophet, before the coming of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers.'" Malachi 4:5-6. Before Jesus comes back for His bride, there is to be a restoration with our hearts towards our Heavenly Father. God is stirring our hearts back to Him, to know Him as our Heavenly Father in a more intimate way than we've ever known before this time. To know His love, He is calling us spirit, soul, and body to higher and higher intimate places, to work with Him and in Him. Throughout my life, I have met a lot of wonderful people, but God has placed only a handful of friends whom I refer to as my heart friends. They are the friends that I share my heart to, and I trust them. God wants us to share our hearts to Him, and He wants to share His heart with you. Before Jesus comes back, there will be a great depth of intimacy with our Heavenly Father. He is inviting us to spend time with Him and speak to Him in a more personal way. Our purpose should be just like Paul's, that I may know Him intimately and the power of His resurrection, Philippians 3:10. I believe as you're reading this, He is knocking at the door of your heart right now. I hear Him saying, "Let me in those places in your life to heal you and restore you. My plans for you are good and just."
Hannah, you have found that His plans for you are good and just. Hannah is assisting me right now in all my traveling and the things we do. But where did God take you just a weekend or so ago?
Baltimore, Maryland.
And for what reason?
I was there, a prayer school that they were having for the weekend.
And actually, it was just after those riots in Baltimore. That prayer school was scheduled for a long time, but I thought God knew to send this little girl who's been fellowshipping with Him for so long up into that place. And Hannah, you sent me back an email or a text that you had gone to a place in prayer you had never gone before. So there's ever higher places. But it started back when you were just a little girl. Wherever you are today, you can start fellowshipping with the Father, and you can go from glory to glory, one degree after another of His presence. And so we invite you to get your own copy of our book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days. For $10, just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. It may be even in your favorite bookstore by this time. And so this is Billy Brim and Hannah saying shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow.